Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Starlight Oracle deck and I have Courage. Wish upon a star and release all limiting beliefs. So that saying, when you wish upon a star, actually I don't know if it's a saying, I think it's just a song. But anyway, what is wrong with having beliefs and believing that you can get something? If you can believe something isn't going to happen, then you know that won't happen. But if you believe it can happen, then it may take a bit of effort, but there's nothing to stop you from getting what you want. The only thing that would is your belief system and negativity that surrounds that belief system. So if you are a certain age or a certain person, you might be told that you can't achieve certain things because of the way you even look, the way you act, the way you, dress. But it's up to us as to what we choose to believe in. Now, if our belief system is constantly being told that, or we're telling ourselves that we can't do certain things, then things become really, really hard. And we dig ourselves into a sort of routine of not believing in ourselves enough. Now, sometimes when people say just believe in yourself more, that's easier said than done because some things become quite deep rooted. However, how deep are these roots? It is tricky to unroot things because it's like I remember one of my yoga instructors saying to me that people are like onions, there's layers and layers and layers, and then he would say, when you dig into something, what's below that, what's behind that, what's behind that, and eventually you get to the end. But some of us, we just keep digging and digging and digging and digging and digging, and we'll relate something to another, and then we get distracted, and we never seem to get to the root of the problem. We're like, well, that seems like a bit of a massive waste of time. But searching in ourselves is never a waste of time. There's always some sort of conclusion or reasoning that we may not see straight away, but at some point, there's going to be that point where we have this aha moment. Now, this may seem like a long, long, long journey. And in some cases, you might be like, well, why would I want to do that? You can never stop learning about yourself because you are forever growing. And if somebody says to you, well, no, at a certain age, you need to know X, Y, Z. This isn't true. There are lots of people who know different things at different periods of their life. And as I was saying about that whole success thing, people reach different successes at different times, but it's based on their value of success and what it means to them. So what do these things mean to you? What are your belief systems and how are they affecting you? Are they from your parents? Are they from your childhood? Are they from yourself? Are they from your work colleagues? Are they from past relationships? What would happen, like really, what would happen if you just threw everything out of the window and stopped believing what other people thought or said and what you believed and thought and said? What if you thought, you know what, I actually can do some of these things? What if that all worked out in your favor? Then there's the whole factor of being fearful and scared that you may leave people behind or things may not work out. But life is about experiences and growing. So if your belief system says, well, what if it doesn't work out? Then that's your belief system, that you believe that things won't work out and therefore never try. So as your belief system can be ever evolving, why can't you change your perspective now? I mean, if you read something on Google that everyone's ranting and raving about, like let's say they say it's a new trend or something, do you believe that it's as good as people say it is just because it's, you know, it's what people say? Is that your belief system, believe what others say, or do you want to find out things for yourself? People with injuries will Google their symptoms and then they'll manifest their symptoms twice as bad as they originally were, and make themselves like a, what's that thing called? Like a, not a placebo, maybe a placebo. But anyway, they'll sort of manifest these symptoms and create this thing inside themselves. So what is your belief system? Is it that something is twice as bad as you think, or is it not as bad as you think? Think about stuff like that. Try and rejig your mind and try and figure out what your current belief systems are, right? and see if you can work them into your favor by removing the ones which don't really mean anything. Sorry, it's a bit long, but I was thinking about moving on from things today whilst I was walking up the street, and how things decrease in value. So, you know, like a car, when you bought it maybe 10 years ago, after a while it depreciates in value. When you buy, I don't know, or maybe it holds memories or stuff like that, but the value of the car, if you just sell it on someone, they don't buy your memories, they just buy what the car is worth now. Or an old phone or a laptop or something, because there's always new things coming out, they decrease in value, or a mountain bike or whatever. So some things like beliefs in systems, they will decrease in value unless you constantly reignite them. So maybe consider devaluing some of the things that don't really work. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.